Welcome, folks, to The Uncommon Good with Bo Bonner and Dr. Bud Maher. Every week, diving deep into the truth of Catholic social teaching and restoring all things in Christ. The Uncommon Good, live from Iowa Catholic Radio's Mercy Live Up Studios.
The Uncommon Good is on the air. I'm Bo Bonner.
I'm Dr. Bud Maher.
And we are coming to you live from these United States. I am over here in Des Moines, Iowa, coming to you from the Iowa Catholic Radio Mercy One Live Up Studio. And, what? Mercy One. Oh, there's no Live Up. Mercy yeah. One, bud. Excuse me. And here in Iowa, I am Director of Mission and Ministry at Mercy College of Health Sciences and Director of the Zeta Foundation for Ethics and Leadership. For Foundations in Ethics and Leadership, you can find us at mchs.edu and zetainstitute.com. Bud, where are you at? What are you doing?
I'm in Pittsburgh at the National Institute for Newman Studies. We've got a busy March coming up. You can check that all out at newmanstudies.org. And Bo, here in Pittsburgh, we're competing with you guys in terms of winter street cred today.
Oh, yeah. I actually think that you guys are winning. It's kind of funny how things work out. Everyone was dreading about how bad the snow was going to be today. People even wondering if we should preemptively cancel. But I think it snowed at least 3 inches, maybe four. But it's funny now, like in the face of it not being 10, everyone's like, it was a dusting. So it's pretty funny.
Well, we're both friends with Father Adam Westfall, who's a great priest in the diocese there. And I know he does regular sort of
Snovenas. That's right.
And I'm starting to think he's a righteous man because his prayers are availing much.
Yeah, or what is it? Hoisted on his own petard, maybe, right? If you have to keep canceling stuff for snow. No, so is it Winter Wonderland out, you know, is this making driving for Antonio Brown even more dangerous out in Pittsburgh?
It is a bit. I mean, so my reference point for the Midwest is really my twin brother. Part of the way that he helps get through the winter months is to do snow plowing for Omaha.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the last couple weeks they've just been killing it. So he's loving that. But here in Pittsburgh, it's been relatively calm. Like we have seemed to be on like the right on the edge of snowfall. So we've been getting more like rain and stuff like that. But today, I think we're going to get 5 inches. I'm buried inside.
I love that your brother sees snow. We all see white, but he just sees fields of green cash.
That's right.
Speaking of cash, but in a better way, it's Carathon week, bud. We've actually had people already pledge so much through the week. You know, we're halfway through everything, and we already want to thank everyone who has been donating. But on Carathon week here at Iowa Catholic Radio, anytime you want, you can call 515-223-1150, or you can go to iowacatholicradio.com and click on the donate button. We, you know, have people who've been through the Carathon before. We have all the regular ways that we're asking people to join. You can do the Dollar a Day Club, paid in full up front, or you can split it into 12-month payments. We got team awards, the gift cards to Tomeya's and Sons and Mama's Mia's for first place through fourth place, $300, $200, $150 gift certificates. So, you know, I know that the churches are all about competing. We also have matching gifts right now. So if you call in, we have $100 left on $1,000 that Steve and Julie Van Brocklin have put it there for us. So make sure to call 515-223-1150 and donate that $100 so that it can be matched and become $200. But that's what we're doing today. And in that theme, Bud and I are going to be talking about the role of Catholic media. But before that, let's talk about the people who support us the entire way through. So our sponsors, of course, we have Mercy College of Health Sciences, so like we've been talking about, mchs.edu. Even when we have semesters like this where we have to figure out whether we're canceling class or not, and we didn't today, people can start not only in fall, but spring and summer as well. And then also Cartridge World, especially if we have all this paper out here, bud, that we're, you know, writing down the totals and everything like that. If you have something like that going on in your life, Cartridge World's the way to go. Although I don't think most people have personal fundraisers, but I don't know. I don't know how things work in Pittsburgh.
If you miss Valentine's Day and you need to do some belated I love you cards. That's another way to go.
That sounds like someone speaking from experience.
That may or may not be related to my actual life experience.
It's better than like you're using like crayons and markers like the kids. Like Rachel's like, why are there 7 kids' Valentines? And you're like, just wait. Just wait, honey. You're going to be surprised. Our
cartridge world, providing the consistency that your husband lacks.
At least the lines and the kerning will be clean. Yeah, no, that's a good way to put it. Yes, but before with Carathon, we've done things like have the kids in and prayed them in to talk. They're all getting too old, so they might say things that we can't control. We've also had people do push-ups during our show. I've not warned anybody of that, and I'm not doing push-ups. So I think this year we're going to have a show, but we'll talk about it being, like I said, thematic. So we'll talk about the role of media, certainly how it was imagined as a tool for evangelization, the sort of sticky situations that it presents for us in the modern world, but then also how it is that in this day and how we can use it for the good and the common good specifically. So when we get back from these messages, that's what Bud and I will be doing. This is the Uncommon Good. Bo Bonner, Bud Marsh, stick around. We'll be back after this. Back with the Uncommon Good. Bo Bonner and Dr. Bud Marr. It's Carathon Week here at Iowa Catholic Radio, at Iowa Catholic Radio's Mercy One Studios. And we want to thank everybody who's donated so far. We've been doing a great job. We've got the momentum rolling. We want to keep it going. We also want to thank all of our sponsors who do matching gifts. The person we have on the board now, the couple, I should say, is Steve and Julie Van Brocklin. $1,000 that if we don't get if we get $1,000, it becomes $2,000. We have $100 left for that, so you can donate at any time, 515-223-1150, or you can go to iowacatholicradio.com. We love your gifts. We appreciate them. They allow us to keep up this ministry, and that's part of what we're going to talk about today. Now, Bud, before we actually talk about today, if we're going to talk about how great Catholic radio can be, I figured the best way to do this is to fire up some of our old great moments in church history to just show the people what they're missing if they, you know, don't pay and get us fired. How's that sound?
Roll that beautiful bean footage.
And now, great moments in church history. The year, 156 AD. The place, the Roman Empire. A man with a fishy name, St. Polycarp, was about to show the Roman Empire the stuff he was made of.
A lot of commentators said he's past his prime, Kent, but this savvy veteran from Smyrna brought his A-game today.
The Romans threw at him the old burning incense to the emperor trick play to try and get him to turn on his savior, but Polycarp just wouldn't have it.
Polycarp's not only refusing the incense, Joe, he's running a reverse and pledging allegiance to Christ with his dying breath.
86 years he had served the Lord, and that day would be no different.
They are setting him on fire, Kent, but he won't burn. He won't burn. The place smells like bread. They're resorting to stabbing him, Kent, and he's being vindicated by the Father. We'll see you in the eschaton.
Polycarp may have died that day, but the Romans went on to lose the series. Why Polycarp intervenes for the church militant from heaven. This has been great moments in church history.
Well, Bud, I think I hear the money rolling in after just playing that one.
That's a classic one. The old reverse refusal of the incense. We'll see you in the eschaton.
We'll see you in the eschaton. The problem is, I can only tell whether it's like this must have been an early one because you were in studio, but but then also we had the music and everything. I think like the very first ones to show you how far we've come, people listening, and how much your donations work. Not really, but we'll say it does. I think the first time we did Great Moments in Church History, we had like no background music, and so I'm sure people would tune in. They're like, what are these two doing? But now it's very obvious.
Once we were able to secure the rights to the NFL, classic game theme song. I feel like the great moments really took off.
Yeah, by the way, just so everyone knows, that is not that song, NFL, Do Not Sue Us. We just made songs that it just you know, it gets your blood rising. No, so if you're a fan of great moments in church history or any of the other great radio that happens, and perhaps there's other people that are greater, but that one, that was a solid minute or two. 515-223-1150, 515-223-1150, www.iowacatholicradio.com. We take the donations and we turn them into either great moments or, you know, programming that we have serious stuff too, folks, so don't worry about that. Like I said, on the board, we have Steve and Julie Van Brocklin's $1,000 that they will match. So if you give $100, that will become $200. That's what we have left on the board, awaiting your donation. So, yeah, but I thought one of the things that we could have done before we move on to the actual theme of the show is we could have gone like Mystery Science Theater 3000 and critique each of our great moments in church history, but I'm going to be arrogant here. That one was nearly flawless.
I think that one stood the test of time. If we're going to critique something, maybe we should broadcast old episodes of Leonetti in the morning and give commentary as she goes along.
That could have got the money rolling in. It's just us chiming in at old John Leonetti shows.
Yeah, you'll like pause the show and say, like, notice here how John traps his guests in the corner by asking them a question they weren't expecting.
Yeah, I don't think we should name any particularly, but like John always has about four or five stories of the interviews that went wrong, and like we could have just done that the whole hour. So yeah.
Well, I think that's in all seriousness, and then we can move on to the theme of the show. Like I've done an interview on John's show, and I think part of how he creates like a more natural exchange is like he tries to come up with a question that's a little bit going to blindside the guest, and then it's sort of, you know, like you don't want everything to be too rote and prepared.
Right.
So I think that's a strategy that you learn in radio school.
Radio school, yeah. Well, to be fair, just to make sure everybody knows that you have a champion here at on The Uncommon Good, when I'm on John's show, I try to say things he's not expecting and throw him off. And so I'm doing the Lord's work for everybody on that regard. So I can tell, though, when, you know, if I get him one time, the next time I only have like 2 minutes on. So you can tell when I've recently, you know, spooked him a bit. So
do people's donations kind of go to unwrite that? Like, Bo Bonner, keeping John Leonetti honest.
That's what it should be. So, like, that should, yeah, the take the lead segment, you can pay for that just to keep John honest. And if you feel like that, if you've heard all this and you go, yeah, we need to do that, remember 515-223-1150. In order to do donations, iowacatholicradio.com with the big donate button. We have $100 to match, so let's do that before we get to the next break. So, but one of the things we want to talk about, because obviously if you're going to put your hard-earned dollars towards a ministry like Iowa Catholic Radio, it's only makes sense to say, what is it for? How does it do the Lord's work? But then I think in our day and age, how is it distinct from the rest of media? I think no one needs introduced to the idea that within at least the past few years, if not actually much further back, media, you throw out the idea of radio or TV or social media, and the word that probably comes to mind for most people is division. The next one might be fake, right? So there's this idea that we're trying to do something countercultural with Iowa Catholic Radio. Iowa Catholic Radio, sure, there's going to be people on that have political opinions or their opinions about the church. We know we have national shows. We have people with all sorts of different takes and angles in which they approach the Catholic faith. But what Iowa Catholic Radio puts first and foremost beyond any of that is to say, what is a way in which the Lord's message can reach hearts 24/7, you know, through walls? We're always there, ready for people when they're ready to hear the message. And even when we do a show like ours, The Uncommon Good, which very easily could devolve into just talking about politics, since we're talking about the common good, we try to aim at something much more important. What are the roots? What are the building blocks? What are the ways that we build up the ability to talk about the common good in the church? And we hope that that distinguishes us from maybe other choices you have on the radio dial or in media in general.
No, that's right, Bo. And, you know, when you look into journalism, reporting, it's one of those fields where those who are involved, you'll hear them talk about it as like a real vocation, not simply about profit, but they have like an important service to provide. Sometimes you'll hear reporters say, especially like in a democracy, it's important that people get the truth and that they know what's going on in the world. Unfortunately, and I don't think this is, a biased opinion. I think Americans across the political spectrum would say there's elements of media culture today that unfortunately have taken on bad habits in terms of framing things in such a way to create a division or to give like just a small part of a story. And like you're saying, I mean, Catholic radio, Iowa Catholic radio in specific, we do have hosts who, like, you're going to get different angles. I'm not denying that. But I think the common commitment at a place like Iowa Catholic Radio is that we, as followers of Jesus Christ, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He said, the truth will set you free. And so it's not a denial of the fact that on the radio sometimes disagreement will come up. But I feel like, though, when you say, like, we all have a common commitment to the truth, and that we're, as hosts, as those who come on, have the blessing to come on Iowa Catholic Radio, like, we're always always pushing ourselves to say, are we shedding light here? Are we helping folks to grow in their faith and to know more of the truth? Or are we being, you know, drawn away from that task?
Unless we have guests on like Adam Story, who just breathes divisiveness. I mean, every time we have Adam Story on, we have the 7-second delay. No, I'm kidding. Like, no, of course not. Adam Story, I think, is like the pinnacle of an example of one of the regulars on our show that you know, works in the trenches. He works for the diocese, especially with marriage and family life, and all he has to deal with that. And can come on not only our show, I know he's been on many of the other local shows, and is able to suss out, bring out, point out points of distinction that are important in everyday life that people love to hear. I like that it's not just a matter of, like you said, trying to get ratings by saying inflammatory things, nor is Iowa Catholic Radio just one long line of people saying what you already want to hear. I'm impressed about how many shows we have that try to challenge people to think deeper about these things, and it's because we don't think about this simply as a radio show, but as a ministry. And if you want to contribute to that ministry, 515-223-1150, 515-223-1150, it's our spring carathon. You can make a donation there, or you can donate on iowacatholicradio.com. We have a matching gift. We need $100. Hopefully, let's get $100 before the 30-minute break so that we can match that. That 100 becomes 200. But then all sorts of ways to donate. The Dollar a Day Club, which you can do 12 monthly payments. The different hosts. And, oh, look at this. All right. Oh, are we supposed to say that? Where is it, like, if we can say them online or not? Yes. Okay. On air, yeah. Bob Maher. Maher, excuse me. Maher. I have a Maher in class, and I never say it right. So, donates $10, trying to be the youngest donor at 12 years old. So $10 becomes 20. Thank you very much. Of course, I know this whole family, and I would love to say that it's a running gag that I like keep messing up their names, but it's also just the cold, sheer reality of me reading off names bad. Yeah, it's Maddie's brother. It is. So now we just need to challenge the rest of the family. So, Bud, through this, we can also challenge Brian Gonzalez, because he's technically related, of course, too. And where's his donation? Don't you agree?
Yeah, we have to turn this into some sort of competition to rope Brian Gonzalez into, you know, like, where it feels like a fundraising board game or something.
Yeah, like everybody else has, like, churches that they're like, oh, we're going for Sacred Heart, and Bud and I are like, we're just shaming our friends. So for an hour a year, we just shame our friends on air and see if they'll actually donate. So Brian Gonzalez, hey, shots fired.
Is Dowling Catholic High bringing a group in? I know. Are they represented?
Yeah. Does Dowling have its own, or is it only the parishes?
They have a team.
Yeah. No, they don't have their pledge team, unfortunately, right? So are you saying that we need to call them out too?
Yeah, we can call them out. But I mean, one awesome thing about Iowa Catholic Radio, I think, is besides the sort of topics that we've already been discussing, though, you know, for a lot of Catholics in Central Iowa, it's a way to remain connected to Dowling Athletics and what's going on there. But all sorts of, I don't know, I mean, when I've been in the studio, one thing I'm always impressed by is just it feels like a hub of the diocese. It's not like just autonomous entity, but like you said, we have folks like Adam and others who, John Wynn, who worked for the diocese, and that, you know, like it's a way to convey the Catholic life to all of our listeners.
Yeah, I mean, it's not every radio station, Catholic radio station across the nation that has a bishop that has their own show, right? That, you know, every Friday. I don't think, you know, he's making as many quippy remarks about sports as we are, but that's because the Minnesota teams have frankly not been good lately. But you didn't hear that from me, everybody on the radio. if you want to donate in the name of Bishop Pates, Dowling, or the Vikings, I guess, if you want, 515-223-1150, or go online, iowacatholicradio.com, the big donate button. There's all sorts of ways to do it. We have $90 left of our matching gift that we're hoping to get, so 515-223-1150, and iowacatholicradio.com to the donate buttons. So, Bud, when it comes to media then, and we've talked good about Iowa Catholic Radio and how we try to make a difference, why is it that it seems that media has gone astray from its noble beginnings? I didn't find the quote, but I know that many early popes, from Leo XIII into even like Pius XII, started to talk about the role of media. I mean, of course, back with Leo, it wasn't, there was no Facebook in the 1800s, just in case you didn't know that. But there was, of course, newspapers and broadsides, and of course, this spreading of the ability to get the word out, historically starts to be this very colossal social force. The Reformation itself, right? The fact that there was a printing press and that you could get pamphlets out a lot faster really did change society. And it seems that the early modern popes started to talk about this, that, you know, we could either be afraid of media or we could let the world run loose with it and have no answer. And so very early on, the question is, let's make Catholic newspapers, let's make Catholic radio stations, TV shows, an influence on social media. The great temptation is always to look too much like the world. So we make newspapers that basically become, I'm trying to think of the right word, not scandal sheets.
Propaganda.
Yeah, propaganda is one way, or the other would be, just rumors and things like this. Radio becomes people just, raging on about their personal opinions in the name of the church. Social media just becomes like every other social media account and is trying to, you know, take people out or inflame people with false information. The question starts to be, how is it that media can have such a high, noble possibility? Why does it go wrong? And what are we going to do about it? And how can your pledges actually help us do it the right way? To me, that's what we can talk about the rest of the show. But, Bud, first thoughts before we head into the 30-minute break here in a little bit.
Well, I hope this doesn't get too nerdy, but for me, like, journalism and media is one of the first places that you feel what I call, like, the philosophical or cultural drift. And so, Bo, you and I have both studied at colleges and seen the ways that philosophy is done poorly, where our rhetoric becomes just kind of the will to power, where, like, I assert my own opinions or judgments, whereas the Catholic faith has always been committed to the combination of faith and reason. And so we say, not like, how do I advance my own cause, but how am I committed to the way God has actually created the world? And I guess, but when you start talking about pledges, like, part of what comes to mind for me is, like, all of us as sinners are prone to self-deception in terms of, like, oh yeah, I've got a handle on the truth. I mean, one great thing about a ministry like Iowa Catholic Radio is we're so dependent upon our listeners for support that, to me, they serve, wouldn't you say, as kind of a check. Like, we're regularly interacting with our listeners, both through, like, the Zipbook line, but also at, like, our annual benefit dinner and things like that. And so, I mean, it really is, to me, like, you kind of talk this way at the end of the show, Bo, but it's not just lip service. It's kind of like a joint ministry where we all feel like we're trying to expose more and more people to the truth of the gospel, and we're in this fight together.
Yeah, I don't know if they would like me saying this, but Belle and them are in the other room, so I will. We're begging, and you know what? Begging is a noble Christian tradition. We're begging right now. We're doing our best impression of the Franciscans. I'm even wearing an old shirt. It's not brown, but hey.
There you go.
We're begging. We're begging to ask you to help us do this ministry. And if we get away from that, then I'm with you, bud. That's when I think people start to lose the path in media, because media is fraught with all sorts of temptations on both sides to just placate or just to inflame. And it's our job to make this a ministry and to do this work as holy work. We do this through you being a part of this ministry. And that's why Carathon is, I think, grounded very much so in a Catholic tradition. We must beg and say, if we're to do this ministry, we have to do it together with you. If we were getting away from our roots, if we were getting away from the gospel of Jesus Christ, I would hope you would all stop giving. Now, they'd really wouldn't like this, but they're in the other room. If we're not doing, if we're not doing the Lord's work, don't give. However, this show, everything we're doing this week, we are doing the Lord's work. And I think then what we hear from you is you all know that. And if you want to do the Lord's work with us, 515-223-1150, iowacatholicradio.com on the donate button. God bless you for all that you've done so far. When we get back, like I said, we'd love to have $90 more so we can get to this matching gift. But we'll talk more about the temptations in which how media can go bad and what we can do to make it holy again. This is The Uncommon Good. We'll be back after these messages. Uncommon Good, we're back. Bo Bonner and Bud Maher here at the Mercy One Studios, Iowa Catholic Radio's Carathon. Look, we have another one. We have another Maher.
Maher.
Wow. Maher. At this point, I'm on purpose never going to say their name correct again. $20 from Maeve. I said her name right. And she's in one of my classes. She's asking, will this give me extra credit? The answer is no. But thank you for your donation. God bless you. Maharaj.
Could they change their last name to Madison?
Madison?
Something easier for you to pronounce.
No, this is, I literally was telling her during the break that I'm like, I will never pronounce your name right again. And the other thing, man. We were joking around about, of course, is that when it comes to homeschool, you know, daughters of homeschool friends in Des Moines, when I have to guess what their name is, I say Madeline, because that's like the best percentage rate guess. You yourself have a Madeline, right? The best is that no Madelines have the same. You would think every Madeline's name would be Maddie, but actually, I found out no, that's not the case at all. So that's an aside. we have $30 that have been matched and it go to $60, so we need $40 to top that off. Thank you for the Maharajah family for all of your different children sending in money. We do appreciate it here at iowacatholicradio.com. So, Bud, we're going to fire up another Great Moments in Church History to show people the great programming that they're supporting. I think we were talking about that Jimmy and I overheard that maybe you had skipped Valentine's Day, so we're going to go ahead and do the Valentine's Day Great Moments. So, fire away.
And now, Great Moments in Church History. The year 270. We think. Look, there are like three St. Valentines in the Roman Martyrology who all died on February 14th, so it's our best guess. Lay off. The place, Rome. St. Valentine. One of them, anyway. Was not receiving romantic treatment from Claudius II.
St. Valentine refuses to renounce his faith, Jim. He did not have them at hello. They are beating him with clubs, which is not the way to a man's heart. They are beheading him. This is not love, actually.
Pope Julius I is said to have built a church near Ponte Mole to his memory, and his relics are in the church of St. Praxidius.
In order to abolish the heathen's lewd superstition regarding matching up boys and girls by random drawing of names in honor of the goddess Juno, Those pagans will say anything. Zealous pastors substituted the names of saints on billets to give to the young. That's a walk to remember!
Are you just saying romantic? At any rate, look guys, I have no clue how we went from a beheaded saint, or three, to giving each other chocolates and roses. And where do we get all these roses in the middle of winter? When did that start?
I have no clue, Kent. Sounds to me like someone didn't buy anything for his wife, even though she is all that!
My name's not Kent. Anyway, St. Valentine, beaten, beheaded martyr, and patron of lovers. There's a comment to be made there, but I'm not going to make it in case my wife is listening. Happy Valentine's Day, sweetie. This has been another Great Moments in Church History.
Okay, you know one of those things where you listen to something you've made and you're a little too happy with it? Yeah, that really sucked.
Well, no, seriously, what's funny is... There are probably a few great moments that I'm a little embarrassed about.
Yeah.
But Bo, I'm not blowing sunshine at you. That was quality writing.
That one was inspired because I'm all like, what are we going to do with this? And I kept writing them, and like as I wrote it, I kept thinking of like horrible Valentine's Day-like movies, and it just wrote itself. Thank you, St. Valentine, one of the three of you.
And you threw in the she's all that in reference to Robin, so that was a nice touch.
That's right. What's one of her favorite movies? That's not one of her favorite movies.
No, I was going to say that's not her style.
No, that's not her style at all. So, at any rate, you know, you hear a program like that, folks, and what do you think? I should donate to these people. And I agree. 515-223-1150, 515-223-1150, or www.iowacatholicradio.com. Look, right now, for the Uncommon Good, we kind of have a family legacy going on. We should call out the patriarch, Brian Gonzalez. But also, let's get some other families fighting. Like, you know, I don't think we've mined that well enough, bud, right? We're always like, which parish will you know, succeed and have the most money? But I'm going to tell Bell we need to get family versus family in the holy fight of donating more money to iowacatholicradio.com. I like this. Generations after generations trying to show up that other family. Let's get the Stopuluses involved. Let's get the Leonettis involved. Let's, you know, we can really get some families donating money here, don't you think?
What?
We promise.
Deacon Tony's like tribal warfare, so, yeah.
Tribal warfare. What's that? And Romeo and Juliet aren't two families fighting?
Yeah, star-crossed lovers. The Capulets and the the one that starts with them.
Montague.
Mayors, I think, actually. So,
No, about, like, you know, one thing that's fun about Iowa Catholic Radio is, like, they give us the platform to be lighthearted. You know, and I think we have to have that joyful kind of St. Philip Neri approach to the faith where we're willing to laugh at the appropriate times. On a more serious level, you know, like, a lot of the recent popes have talked about the new evangelization, and there's been a lot of discussion about what that entails. I think a key piece of it, you would have to say, is, like, the good use of media. And one thing that we've stressed before on air is, like, a great thing about evangelizing through radio specifically is that you quite literally break through people's walls, right?
Yes.
And I know the internet does that as well.
Very impolite.
But, you know, one
of
thing,
us.
Yeah. one consistent kind of testimony that I hear from people who have been impacted by Iowa Catholic Radio is that sometimes it's entered their lives at a time when they weren't expecting it. You know, if you're online, you kind of a lot of times have to go searching for what you need to find.
Right.
And there's so much out there. I mean, this is probably going to sound bad, but I mean, just the nature of the case, when someone's driving on the interstate,
mm-hmm.
the only safe media they have is the radio. And so, you know, like, there are literally conversions that have happened because people stumbled upon our wavelength.
Yeah, everything that, you know, I end up being involved with can sort of be turned into a country song. And I think that there's nothing more 1970s country radio than, like, I found Jesus on the interstate with Iowa Catholic Radio. We need to write that song. If anybody knows anyone who can lay down a really nice steel guitar track, I know Deacon Tony has bass. I have an auto harp, and we can write that song. So I agree with you, bud. I also like that we always have St. Philip Neri to always back up when we're doing, like, silly things like Great Moments. Everyone's like, I don't know if this is really faithful. And we're like, ah, St. Philip Neri, he shaved half his beard. That's not this weird. This isn't that weird. And they're like, I guess. We'll keep you guys on.
I think he pranked his brother oratorians as well.
No comment on oratorians, but like, I think it's great, like, how oratorians are usually seen by people. And then Philip Neri just kept, like, pranking his own people the entire time.
That's right. He not only shaved half his beard, but he's willing to let down his hair. And yeah. So, yeah, I always appeal to Neri when I'm thinking about Holy Mirth.
That's right, Holy Mirth. And if you appreciate Holy Mirth, 515-223-1150, 515-223-1150 to donate to our Carathon, or you can go to iowacatholicradio.com and hit the donate button. As I've said before, we have matching funds that we're trying to get being whittled away at this point. We've got $30 that have become $60, so that means that there are $60 left in order to complete this matching gift so we can move on to the next one. Go ahead.
So, you know, I don't want to get into specifics because I might give the wrong impression with, like, a specific story. But I know in the news recently, there's been a series of events where there's, like, a story that everyone grabs a hold of and they like to make a comment about. And then later on, it's revealed that there was more to the story than first thought.
Right. Wait, what are you talking about? I don't know about that. That's happened? Yes. Hey.
Something related to the March for Life.
Yeah.
A few actors and their own decisions.
Right.
But, Bo, do you think it's too far to say, like, media in some capacities has become a principality and power that the New Testament talks about? It's almost like...
Oh, wow. We've like ramped up this conversation in the last 10 minutes. I like where this is going, bud.
It takes on a life of its own. And I even had friends who said, you know, like, I commented on this story because I thought it was important that I witness to the truth or, like, to some sort of idea. And then they found out later that they were deceived. So I guess what I have in mind is, like, it almost takes on an agency that transcends human agency, where I don't know if all the actors involved fully realize, like, what they're doing. But it can be really harmful if it's not checked with the appropriate sort of checks.
Well, I think that it's, you know, the devil doesn't get called the father of anger or the father of lust, right? I mean, he, of course, like, the devil aids us and all that, but what he's primarily called is the father of lies, and the lie that sits at the bottom of all things. Speaking of teaching homeschool, so we're reading the Inferno, and I think one of the things that always surprises people when they read the Inferno is the least punished sins are all ones of incontinence. So, you know, lust, gluttony, all those things where it's like you just don't control your temperaments that well. Are all considered the least worst sins. The worst sins in the deepest, darkest pits of hell and in which the devil himself resides is all the sins of fraud. And we, of course, think of fraud like only in economic terms. The Middle Ages saw fraud as very expansive and at the root of the worst evils. And so when you talk about something that's fraudulent, it's not just that the media can carry false messages. I mean, you know, error itself is not a sin. But it's like you said, when we've set it up where it's sort of like a fraud-making machine, where people can be fraudulent in so many ways, not only in their own identities and the messages that they... but like the fraudulent idea, like you said, that I felt like I had to comment. You're like, really? Because Facebook is pretty ephemeral. Like, I don't think it's going to last till the end of time. And even the sort of like messaging is ephemeral. And it starts, you know... But there's two things about it. On one hand, nothing is more, like you said, of the principalities and powers than like using something like this fraudulently. But also, it just shows that in our world, we don't think fraud's that big of a deal, unfortunately. It's like, oh, yeah, you're going to go and you'll be lied to, but hey, what's the difference? And so it's funny how the Catholic Church will often be attacked for being obsessed with sex or gluttony or sins of the flesh. When actually Catholic social teaching and the Catholic theological understanding of ethics is, no, those things, sure, they're sins, they're bad, but a lot of that can be sort of like one-on-one healed habits, we can make changes, but if you are at root a fraudulent person, and if at root you are a fraudulent society, that's literally the unraveling of reality itself. And so when we're casual about fraud and lies... that's something definitely to worry about. So the question, Bud, is what are we going to do about it? And I think that what we're hoping for is that you out there listening believe that Iowa Catholic Radio is something we're doing about it. And if you believe that mission, 515-223-1150, 515-223-1150, or you can go to iowacatholicradio.com and hit the donate button to do something about this.
Well, Bo, and I guess stated constructively, you know, Satan's the father of lies. He's also the source of division. And you think about the name Diablo, like to throw out or cast off, to kind of scatter. And you see so many ways our society today is divided. And one thing I know that you and I have talked about that we try to do on this show is to let people know sometimes, like when we're witnessing, for instance, to the dignity of each human life, that doesn't necessarily mean we have to fall into a pattern of saying, like, well, this group or this person is my enemy. Now, we don't foster like a false irenicism or like a false unity.
Right.
Like, certainly what unites us is the truth. But I do think there's a pattern of like talking and engaging in our society today where it's like the first instinct is to say who's on which side of which line, and then therefore to make it like a zero-sum game. And I know you and I have invited guests on the show who we don't agree with necessarily all the way down, and sometimes we've even had to clarify something a guest said.
Yeah, we've also, live on here.
That was awkward.
Yes.
We've also tried to say, like, where can we work with others? You know, I think of, like, pro-life ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And I've talked to Brian Gonzalez, who we've mentioned a few times already, you know, and he's partnered.
Still not donated, as far as I know, either.
No,
but go
not
ahead.
Donated. He's partnered in some important ways, for instance, with Christians who aren't members of the Catholic Church.
Right.
And we always have to ask for wisdom and prudence in that. But I do think the radio allows those conversations to happen where we can say, what are the first principles? What should we really care about and defend, you know, to our dying breath? But having those conversations where we begin to identify goods that we have in common. And look, when you talk about the polis, our polis doesn't encompass only members of the mystical body of Christ. And so the search for the common good is a conversation that we have to be having with multiple parties.
Well, Bud, this is awkward because I was going to present to you a new segment, which was the listing of our enemies. So
I'm fine with it. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm kidding. Of course, we do
we've
not.
We've already called out Satan.
Yeah.
I know that.
I think we can safely say, yeah, like that's maybe not every other show does this, folks, but this show, we're against the devil. Thank you, 515-223-1150 to donate. IowaCatholicRadio.com. If you are not on the side of the devil, yeah, I don't see how this won't be a winner, Bud.
Well, so going to a Christian school in high school,
right?
I did have a religion prof who said, like, we should take time to make fun of the devil, to insult the devil.
Mm.
And I don't know if that's really a part of spiritual warfare, but I mean, I don't have a problem on air with being blunt about the fact that, like, we're Kingdom of God folks.
I agree. Like, we should go on other people's show on different different.
Just call in.
Yeah, just be like, we have a question for you. Are you against the devil or not? And I think you'd be surprised, folks, but here on Iowa Catholic Radio, we're 100%. Definitively 100% against the devil. 515-223-1150. That's 515-223-1150. IowaCatholicRadio.com to donate. Put a thorn in the side of the devil and what he's up to Bud's point. Division, yeah. Lies, fraud. One of the things we want to do is be a ministry that actively speaks against that. So not only do we do that with our show or all the shows that are local or all the programming that we have, but that's what we want to make media look like, that instead of falling into the worst aspects and the great temptations that media faces, that we do what the popes have said, what the bishops have said, and what every good lay Catholic has pointed out, that with the fact that a powerful engine of social change comes many temptations, there's also the great good that can be done with it. And if we're not going to be here to harness the power of media, and specifically for us, radio, who is? Who will be in our place if we go off the air? Who will be in our place if we don't try to reach out to people like we're reaching out? So you have many people and many groups that you can be a part of and join in to join in their ministries. And I know, speaking on behalf of so many people who do great things here in the Diocese of Des Moines and elsewhere in Iowa and the entire nation, that we appreciate and are impressed and honored and humbled with how people give to all of these ministries. But Iowa Catholic Radio, we want to throw out, is carrying the flag of something very important at a time that isn't very important, that if we believe that we're not going to hand media completely over to those who want to work against the church in the common good, and ultimately, like you said, work for the devil, this is something that you can contribute to and be a part of the ministry. 515-223-1150, donate at iowacatholicradio.com. We only have a few minutes left on the show, and like I said, $60, that if someone calls in and donates the $60, it will be matched. 60 becomes 120. The whole hour becomes 100 becomes 200. $1,000 becomes 2,000. We can move on to the next matching donation. So 515-223-1150. If you're finding it in your heart to join in with our ministry here at Iowa Catholic Radio, specifically for the uncommon good. So, Bud, before we ship on off, what any last words you want to bring up?
Yeah, real quick. I mean, I think one concrete difference that you'll hear when you tune into Iowa Catholic Radio is, Bo, there was the one occasion, it was a tragic event. It might have been the shooting in Las Vegas, or maybe when we discussed scandal in the church. But I know that you took some time at the end of the show to pray specifically for that issue or that event. And I don't think you'll find that on the airwaves many other places outside of Catholic Radio and maybe some other Christian groups who broadcast. And so I think that's something that we were really proud of here, that we like are intentional about combining prayer with the kind of talk and other musical elements and things that we have.
It's an honor to be a part of it, folks. I know that when I think about Carathon and, you know, what we have to do, I could imagine trying to raise money for other things that I've been involved with in life. And honestly, it just evokes in my mind something like embarrassment, like who wants to go do this? This willingly and more with 100% enthusiasm, willing to, like I said, beg for this ministry because I know the transformative nature of it, how deeply it runs in this diocese and the great amount of good that it does. So no shame in this game at all. I hope that you want to be a part of our ministry. 515-223-1150 or iowacatholicradio.com. Hit the donate button. This has been The Uncommon Good. May Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, reign in our hearts and our families, our city, our state, our country, the world, the solar system, the galaxy, the whole kit and caboodle. This is The Uncommon Good. We will be back next week.
The Uncommon Good with Bo Bonner and Dr. Bud Maher is heard every week on wonderful Catholic stations like this one and anytime on podcasts. Just search for The Uncommon Good.